Thursday, Nan Lesnick is our retirement expert. She's joining us right now on Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, Mark.
So the topic today, tax planning and long-term care considerations, and we'll continue it on Saturday as well. But it's a great topic, one that is so important for anybody looking at retirement or even in retirement now. And I guess First off, we should start with, what is the state of the long-term care industry?
Yeah, well, it's not a particularly pretty picture. This article that I shared with you starts right out by saying insurers are realizing that long-term care is a lot more expensive than originally bargained for. That's one of the things I've mentioned before, that the chairman of the largest long-term care company, Genworth, said a few years ago, we should have never gotten into this and the regulators should have never allowed it.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of the fact that they're recognizing the expense and the frequency, we've seen massive, massive premium increases.
Right.
It says in the article, and my personal experience is people have seen premium increases from 1 year to the next by 30, 40, or even 50% in some cases. And retirees, they're affected by this. They're really thinking about this. These massive increases in their own policies that they've had for years and sometimes decades have become unaffordable. And I'm sincere when I say that they've become unaffordable. A client of mine told me they are paying $12,000 a year for his mother's long-term care policy. Now, they're keeping it in force because they see the need coming, but he said, you know, right now, my mother's paying half of it, and my siblings and I are paying the remainder because his mother doesn't have an unlimited supply of retirement income. But my guess is that she's going to see another major premium increase because that's just what's happening in the industry. So one of the things that people might want to know is, how did this happen? Why did the insurance industry so badly predict this? And part of it is lapse ratio. Now, that sounds really strange. And whenever I explain this to people about insurance, it doesn't really make sense, but it is the reality. And that is, insurance companies rely on a certain number of policies lapsing before a claim is made. And that's especially true in the life insurance business. It's amazing how predictable it is who will not actually have their policy in force when death occurs. So those lapses are described by Jeff Levine in this article as free money for the insurance company. And that is true. That's what it is. However, people are not lapsing their long-term care policy if they can possibly help it because they may be facing something going on with their parents or their grandparents. And they see, wow, this is expensive.
Yeah.
So
they underestimated the demand for the product, in a sense, the long-term demand for the product. Nan, let's continue on that tack on Saturday's program, all right?
Let's do that.
Nan Lesnick has been with us. Reach her at her office in Monterey, 656-0236, online, lesnickcompany.com. Nan's email is nan@lesnickcompany.com.